Good morning and welcome to Simply Crypto. It's Thursday, April 18th. On today's show, forget Mumbai or Bengaluru. This city reigns as the cryptocurrency capital of India, and a cryptocurrency investment that seemed too good to be true costs a victim almost 10,000 euro. Plus, the Korean won overtakes the dollar as the top currency for cryptocurrency transactions. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Crypto. We start off with a new survey by crypto investing platform Mudrex that has revealed some interesting insights into the demographics and behaviors of cryptocurrency investors in India. For more on this, we're joined now by our Simply Crypto correspondent. So, what did this survey find in terms of where crypto investors are concentrated in the country?
The survey found that Delhi has the highest concentration of crypto investors at 25%, followed by Bengaluru at 16%. Other major cities like Mumbai, Hyderabad, Chennai, Kolkata, Lucknow, and Ahmedabad also have significant numbers of crypto enthusiasts. The report cites factors like strong digital infrastructure, widespread internet access, increasing financial literacy, evolving investment tendencies, and the search for higher returns as contributing to the growth of crypto adoption, especially in urban areas.
And what about the age breakdown of crypto investors? Are we seeing any generational trends?
Yes, the survey found that the 20 to 30 age group has the highest inclination towards investing in crypto assets, making up about 63% of respondents. The percentage of investors declines as the age brackets go up, indicating a generational gap in the acceptance and adoption of cryptocurrencies as investment vehicles.
Interesting. What about in terms of income levels and employment sectors?
Startups emerge as the leaders in crypto investment, with nearly 57% of employees in this sector actively participating in crypto markets. Remarkably, the survey found minimal differences in crypto investment across high, mid, and low-income brackets. Even individuals earning below 5 lakh rupees annually are engaging in cryptocurrency markets, highlighting the accessibility of digital assets. The survey also found significant overlap between crypto and traditional stock and mutual fund investing, with 58.5% allocated to both. Only 5.5% invest exclusively in crypto, while 17% focus solely on equities.
Thanks for that overview of this fascinating survey on India's crypto investor landscape. Certainly a lot of insights there on the demographics embracing digital assets and how that fits into the broader investment picture. On a related note, we have a cautionary tale today about the dangers of cryptocurrency scams. An Irish woman who we're calling Joan to protect her identity fell victim to an elaborate scheme that started with a Facebook ad. The ad featured quotes from Irish celebrities touting huge profits from crypto investments. Joan clicked a link and soon received a call from someone offering her a discounted investment opportunity. Here with more details is our Simply Crypto correspondent, Celeste. What happened after Joan made that initial deposit?
Well, David, things escalated quickly from there. The scammer told Joan that the trading platform operated on artificial intelligence, or AI, and that she wouldn't have to do anything except watch her money grow. The next day, a so-called investment manager named Max contacted Joan. He showed her an app where her 200 euro deposit had already grown to 208 euro. Max claimed he worked on commission and pressured Joan to invest more, saying she needed to put in more capital to make any significant profits. He cited the current high value of Bitcoin and an upcoming housing profit in April 2024 as reasons to act fast.
So Max kept in frequent contact with Joan, providing updates on her supposed profits. But then he started asking for more than just money, right?
Exactly. 2 weeks in, Max messaged Joan on Telegram saying his compliance department needed identification from her. Joan ended up sending photos of both sides of her driver's license, as well as a selfie of her holding the license. These are classic signs of an advancing scam. The fraudsters work to build a sense of trust and legitimacy using constant contact and a professional-looking app interface showing growing profits. But it's all a ruse to steal more and more money and personal information from the victim.
Joan's story serves as an important reminder to always be wary of unsolicited investment opportunities, especially those that use high-pressure tactics or promise unrealistic returns. No legitimate company will ask you to send sensitive ID documents over an app, which is all too common in the still highly speculative and fraud-prone world of crypto. But in other cryptocurrency news, the South Korean won has surpassed the US dollar as the most widely used currency in global cryptocurrency trading, according to a recent study. For more on this, we turn to our correspondent. What can you tell us about the findings of this research?
The study conducted by research firm Kaiko found that in the first quarter of this year, the volume of cryptocurrency transactions conducted in Korean won on exchanges amounted to $456 billion. This surpassed the volume of transactions in US dollars, which stood at $445 billion. The euro, Turkish lira, and Japanese yen followed in terms of cryptocurrency trading volume.
What factors are driving this surge in won-denominated cryptocurrency transactions in South Korea?
One major factor is a fee war among domestic exchanges in South Korea. Exchanges like Bithumb and Corbit have been promoting zero-fee campaigns to attract customers, particularly targeting the clientele of Upbit, which accounts for 80% of spot trading volume in the country. This has incentivized more trading activity denominated in won.
Are there any other notable trends in the South Korean cryptocurrency market that may be contributing to this phenomenon?
Yes, another interesting aspect is that in South Korea, there is a relatively higher preference for high-risk, small-cap cryptocurrencies with greater volatility compared to major players like Bitcoin or Ethereum. Bloomberg reported that the trading volume of these small-cap cryptocurrencies accounts for a staggering 80% of the total cryptocurrency trading volume in South Korea.
It's fascinating to see how local market dynamics and investor preferences can shape the global cryptocurrency landscape. As South Korea continues to play a prominent role, it will be important to monitor how these trends evolve and what implications they may have for the broader industry. Speaking of significant events in the crypto world, the Bitcoin halving is one that occurs every 4 years and often leads to major market shifts. With the next halving on the horizon, many investors are looking to position themselves to maximize potential gains. Here to discuss three cryptocurrencies that could see explosive growth following the halving is our Simply Crypto correspondent. So, what makes the Bitcoin halving such a pivotal event?
The Bitcoin halving is a key feature of the cryptocurrency's design, where the reward miners receive for verifying transactions is cut in half. This helps control the supply and maintain the value of Bitcoin over time. Historically, halvings have been followed by periods of increased volatility and eventually significant price surges across the crypto market. As investors look to capitalize on these potential gains while managing risk, they often turn to other promising altcoins.
And that brings us to the three cryptocurrencies our correspondent believes could see substantial growth post-halving. Let's start with Ethereum, the second largest cryptocurrency by market cap. What's the outlook there?
Ethereum has been struggling to break through the $3,100 price barrier, but the Bitcoin halving could provide the necessary momentum. According to crypto analytics platform CoinCodex, Ethereum may rise 2% to trade at $3,184 by April 24th. And maintain this trajectory, potentially reaching $3,186 by May 16th. As a well-established and popular platform, Ethereum is poised to benefit greatly from the market shifts triggered by the halving.
Next on the list is Solana, which has been a standout performer in recent months. What makes Solana a strong contender for post-halving gains?
Solana has already won the favor of many investors thanks to its impressive performance this bull season. The token recently hit a new all-time high of $200 in March before settling around $138. CoinCodex predicts that Solana could gain 13% post-halving, reaching $156 by May 17th. With its growing popularity and strong market momentum, Solana is well-positioned to benefit from the increased investor interest that typically follows a Bitcoin halving.
Finally, let's discuss Binance Coin, or BNB, which has been quietly making gains throughout this bull cycle. What does the future hold for BNB?
BNB has indeed been a silent winner, currently trading in the green at $546. As one of the top five cryptocurrencies by market cap, BNB has demonstrated steady growth. CoinCodex projects that BNB could gain 8% by April 24th, trading at $588, and an impressive 24% by May 17th, potentially reaching $680. With its strong market position and the potential for significant growth, BNB is definitely a cryptocurrency to watch as the Bitcoin halving approaches.
There you have it. Three cryptocurrencies that could see explosive growth in the wake of the upcoming Bitcoin halving. Of course, it's essential to remember that the crypto market is inherently volatile and past performance doesn't guarantee future results. As always, investors should do their own research and exercise caution when making investment decisions. Thanks to our Simply Crypto correspondent for those insights. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Crypto. We'll see you back here tomorrow.